Number 104 from November of 2005, Mentors. By the time you read this, we'll probably be back from our vacation in Gainesville, Georgia. You're probably wondering what is so exciting about Gainesville. It is actually not what, but who. My old supervising pastor for my vicarage lives there and has invited us to visit him. It was 30 years ago that I was a young intern with him at St. Michael's Lutheran in Atlanta, Georgia. It was one of the biggest years of practical learning and one of the most fun years that I have ever had. Reverend Robert F. Maltzon, or the Bish, as I call him, is a very pastoral man. He is also outrageous and fun-loving and taught me much about what it is to be both godly and human as a pastor. He taught me the difference between preaching the gospel and preaching about the gospel. He taught me the reality of parish life, even forced me to be more spontaneous in my preaching by stealing my sermon notes before the second service. The Bish was a real mentor to me. A mentor is someone who has been where you are, but has gotten to now be where you want to be. A mentor is someone to look up to and emulate. A mentor is someone who has the fruit already hanging on the tree for all to see. I have had other mentors of faith along the way as well. Some of them were before the Bish, and some were after, but they all helped to shape my faith and my actions. Certainly my parents and grandparents were the greatest mentors that I had in growing up in faith. My father's rock-solid faith and consistency as a parent gave me a sense of the constancy of God's love. My mother's emotional reaction to being moved by the Holy Spirit gave me a sense of the excitement of living a Christian life. My grandfather was probably the most spiritual man I have ever known. He read his Bible every day and lived his faith every day. But he was not a long-faced Christian. He was a joyful Christian. Most of you have your own mentors of faith. I know that several of you regard Herb Wasalek as a faith mentor, and I did too. Mentors are so important because we see God through other people. We see the inner peace, the joy, and the purpose with which they live, and we say to ourselves, I want what he has. The greatest mentor we have is, of course, Jesus himself. Jesus, who was truly human just like us, and yet perfectly tuned in to his Father's will. Jesus, who shows us that the fruits of the Spirit, such as love, joy, peace, contentment, generosity, patience, kindness, and self-control, are the way to live this life and to prepare for the next one. How about you? Are you a mentor to someone in faith?